Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Thank you, Ryan Wiggins, filling in for Annie Fry, and I will for a couple days. Hope that's okay. Yesterday at this time, I shared a couple stories about celebrities who died, and I said then it's not really about the fact that they're celebrities. There's a lot of stories out there about people who died and came back and what they saw and stuff, and I think they're all pretty interesting. But when it's a celebrity like Jeremy Renner, you know, kind of like Phil Robertson, like these people are at the top of their profession. They're worldwide famous. They don't really need money. they have nothing to gain from telling these stories, which is why I find them more interesting. That when he had that injury with, it was like a massive tractor or something that rolled over him, almost killed him. In fact, he says did kill him. He told the near-death experience story, and I told that yesterday. And then I told one about Jamie Foxx, too, and Jamie Foxx's was actually very negative. He started going down a dark tunnel. Did you hear this? We were talking about it yesterday. You weren't in the room.
No, I did not hear this.
Jamie Foxx started going down. He collapsed in 2023. It was like both Jeremy Renner and Jamie Foxx were in similar situations. Different injuries, different causes of death, but they both had stuff happen, and everybody knew something had happened to them, but nobody really knew what.
Right.
Jamie Foxx, similarly, something happened. It just medical complications, they said. And he passed out and then got taken to a hospital where his sister was praying for him outside the room. Well, he said in the hospital room, he started going down a tunnel, and he felt like he was like, and his words, which were very salty, he's like, I'm not going down this blanket tunnel because it was hot. And he's like, I'm going to the wrong blanket place. In his words, that's what he said. But his sister was who had brought him to the hospital, was outside the room, like on the floor praying for him. And he said he got brought back.
What the heck?
And that's as far as he tells the story. He didn't tell much else than that.
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx.
Wow.
He said
that's
it was
crazy.
He said the tunnel for him was hot, and he started to freak out because he goes, this ain't going, this isn't where I want to go.
Yeah.
And at the end, he could see like something like beckoning him, and he did not want to go there.
Whoa. That's so pretty crazy.
Right? So get the podcast, Ethan.
Nice.
You can listen to it yesterday.
Dang it.
But I found this article with all these different celebrity stories. Some of them are, here's a little background for you. I'll tell you a story. I used to do a TV show based on this topic. I don't know if you knew that. It was called What It's Like to Die. You could probably still find it out there somewhere. It's buried in the algorithm on YouTube, probably at this point. But you could find it if you search my name, What It's Like to Die. The TV show, I shot probably 4 episodes of it total. This would have been 2012 through 2015-ish, around there. The show never got picked up, though. So I only ended up finishing like 1 or 2 of the episodes, and then I have all this footage still that I never did anything with. Well, over the span of doing that show, I met hundreds of people, and I'd have to seek them out. I met hundreds of people who'd have death experiences. And I was looking for commonality. I was looking for, really, because it's TV too, I was looking for interesting stories and people who could tell those stories well. And the more background I could find on verifying their stories, the better. But ultimately, I found, you know, of these hundreds of people, 90% of them, they would have very genuine stories. I'm not saying they weren't real, but they were quick. They were very fast stories. Like, I usually a hospital room, but sometimes somewhere else. I felt myself leaving my body and looking down on myself, and I realized something about life or death, and then I went back in my body. Like, that's the nature of most of the stories that I would find. Doesn't mean that I didn't believe them. They were just such quick stories, and there were so many of them that were similar that I was like, I can't really do a lot with that for TV. In fact, one of them, I hope I'm not like sharing anything I shouldn't hear. One of the guys was from New Haven, Missouri, and he was a race car driver. And I don't know like the different types. I think it was more of like a NASCAR stock car.
Okay.
But I'm not very good at qualifying that.
Sure.
But he, as far as I know, still lives in New Haven and could be listening right now. Don't even know. And he died while racing. And I don't know where it was, but I the thing I remember about it is that they had footage of his death because he was in a race. And so they were recording it because it's a race, even if it wasn't a huge one. And I'm like, dude, you have video recording of the moment this happened to you? And he's like, yeah, I got the wreck. You know, we got the wreck. And I'm like, well, shoot, for TV, that's pretty good, you know? So I kind of followed up with him. But even his story was one where he went up. He went way up above, out of his body, according to him, above the racetrack. And the crazy thing is he said, I was looking down on people scrambling to help me and to clean up the wreckage of my car, and because it was a bad wreck, obviously he was dead. But the other thing that was interesting is he said he was looking out into the parking lot of this racetrack, and he could see all these different cars and things going on far away. That when he came back, he was able to report on and say, "Oh, look, I saw these. I can tell you how I know is because I saw this stuff in the parking lot out there." And they really kind of verify, like, "Yeah, there's no way you would have been able to see that other than being up that high or in the parking lot," which you clearly were not in the parking mm-hmm. lot. We knew where you were.
Yeah.
So just cool stories like that. But the ones that I was looking for the most were ones where they went a little further.
Right.
You know, they saw heaven or hell or something more than just I left and I came back
sure.
quick, right? Because, you know, tell a story. It's a TV show. In the midst of doing that, I met a lot. I shouldn't say a lot. I met some kooks. I met some people whose stories were a little goofy, and I wasn't sure really what to do with them. And the more I tried to verify those stories, the more I ran into brick walls. And here's the crazy thing. One of those guys who he had an amazing story. I had him come to a church that I was at once because I thought, gosh, this is an amazing story. I couldn't quite, it's a death story. You can't verify it, you know? You can't get the facts and be like, well, I think the part about the tunnel's right, but the part about heaven, I don't know. You can't verify it. So you have to verify as much around it as you can. Well, I hadn't quite gotten to that point with him when he came to guest speak at a church that I had been attending. And here's what's wild. This was in Pontoon Beach, Illinois. He speaks, he gives his testimony, he gives his story. Well, this wasn't a huge church. It wasn't a small church, but it wasn't a huge church. And this was like a Sunday night, you know, an extra service. We didn't publicize it. The guy's name wouldn't have meant anything. We said, oh, you know, Joe is coming. Nobody's going to be like, oh, wow, I'm going to go see Joe. You know, nobody knew who he was. So he comes and speaks. He gives his story about how he died and he went to heaven and all this. And it's a very, very fascinating story. Well, because we hadn't publicized it, it was really before social media too. It's like 20 years ago. No, we didn't expect any guests to be showing up at church on a Sunday night to see him specifically. But a dad and a son showed up. And we were all like, oh, okay, you know, it's a church, so great. Love it when new people come. But we didn't expect anybody to come. So they sit down. Nobody's ever seen these two guys before. It's a dad and a son, probably a 10-year-old kid. And they sat down. Nobody thought anything of it. You know, everybody's just there to hear the guy speak. So he starts speaking and starts telling the story. In the middle of this guy speaking, that dad stands up in the church service and yells, "You're not glorifying God, you're glorifying yourself." And then everybody stops and turns and is like, "Who is that guy? Nobody's seen this guy before." And then people are like, "This guy's belligerent," so they try to get him out of there. Mm-hmm. And he leaves with no, he left easily. Like him and his son, they just left.
Sure.
And I was like, "What in the world just happened?" And the guy speaking, you know, old Joe or whatever, he's like, you know, it stirs up the spirits whenever you talk about this stuff. And I was like, man, I don't know what to make of that. Well, later I found that old Joe was a crackpot. And his story did not make any sense. He would tell it multiple different ways.
Oh, no.
So I had acted prematurely in inviting him to speak. And I learned my lesson. Like, I was pretty young when I was doing this. But I learned my lesson and found out, oh, man, like, old Joe isn't his name, but that's what I'm calling him.
Sure.
This guy was totally illegit. And then I always thought back to who's the random guy that walked in, mm-hmm, that nobody knew, who stood up and yelled, "This guy is a fraud."
Right.
I'm like, what? So I never have known what to make of that story. I've never told it before, but there you go.
That's so weird.
There's a little background on why I'm interested all these stories. So they give one on Al Pacino here. Al Pacino says that he died. It's one of those where it goes up, comes down.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that's not interesting, but here's the one that I was like, ooh, I'm going to tell this one. Nikki Six.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know who Nikki Sixx is?
Mm-mm.
Motley Crue.
Okay.
In the 1980s, Motley Crue was notorious for their drug usage, and it almost spelled the end for co-founder Nikki Sixx, as he wrote in a 2017 op-ed for the Los Angeles Times. "Heroin nearly killed me. As a matter of fact, it did. For 2 minutes in 1987, I was pronounced clinically dead from an overdose." On December 23rd, 1987, after a drug-fueled evening of partying with fellow rock stars from Rat and Guns N' Roses, man, talk about a time period.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's like a time capsule. Sixx was shooting up between snorts of cocaine and shots of booze when he was injected with one last dose of heroin and promptly passed out. However, this overdose wasn't like previous ones. Sixx estimates that he has overdosed about a half a dozen times.
Jeez.
Because the now 66-year-old, turned blue. In his memoir, The Heroin Diaries, A Year in the Life of the Shattered Rockstar, he stated that Slash's then-girlfriend Sally McLaughlin desperately tried to perform mouth-to-mouth resuscitation because she thought, uh-oh, he's dead. Before an ambulance could arrive, Nikki Sixx had an out-of-body experience. He recalled, "I tried to sit up to figure out what was going on because everybody around him was kind of panicking. I thought it would be really hard to lift my body, but to my surprise, I shot upright as if I weighed nothing. Then I felt, or it felt as if something very gentle was grabbing my head and pulling me upward. Above me, everything was bright white. I looked down and realized I had left my body. Nikki Six, or the filthy tattooed container that had once held him, this is him speaking, was lying covered face to toe with a sheet on a gurney being pushed by medics into an ambulance. He's looking down on himself. Once paramedics were on the scene, they revived Nikki Six with two shots of adrenaline into his heart and rushed him to the hospital, which he wasn't pleased about. Six remembers waking up and saying, quote, "There was a cop asking me questions, so I told him to go blank himself. I ripped out my tubes and staggered in just my leather pants into the parking lot where two teenage girls were sitting crying out around a candle. They were fans. They had heard on the radio that I was dead and looked kind of surprised to see me."
I can imagine.
Amidst the chaos, word had gotten out that Six had in fact died, and news stations started reporting it. However, after the teens got over their initial shock, they gave Nikki Six a ride, a jacket, and a lecture about quitting drugs. The incident inspired Motley Crue's 1989 hit, Kickstart My Heart.
No way!
Kid,
what the
you
heck?
Not. Kid you not. Now, if you want a little bit deeper out of body, now that one's like, okay, went out of body, came back real quick, right? But the story is just interesting. Mm-hmm. Tracy Morgan. How about this one?
Yeah, okay.
So did you know that he had some health issues too?
I just knew about he was the one that got in the major car accident,
he got,
right?
Yes, yes. I should say health issues. Yeah, he had
That's what you were referring
to? That's what I'm
referring
to. That's what I'm referring to. On June 7th, 2014, a Walmart truck collided with the back of a 10-seat limousine carrying Tracy Morgan and four other passengers on the New Jersey Turnpike. Morgan's friend and mentor, comedian James McNair, known as Uncle Jimmy Mack, was killed in the crash, while Morgan and the other three passengers suffered severe injuries. In his 2017 special, Staying Alive, the 30 Rock star stated, "I suffered some terrible injuries, traumatic brain injury. I broke every bone in my face, my ribs. I pulverized my femur. I'm from the ghetto, and after I came out of the coma, I was blind for a week." I'm not sure why I'm from the ghetto there, but he does. Morgan was in a coma for 2 weeks and claims that during that time, he saw a glimpse of the afterlife. Quote, "I went to the other side. This is not something I'm making up. Do you know what God said to me? He said, 'Your room ain't ready. I still got something to do for you. And here I am doing an interview with you.'"
That's insane.
After the comedian awoke, he was in a wheelchair for 5 months and went into rehab to relearn how to both walk and speak. A year later, he made a triumphant return to SNL as host. I actually remember some of this. Mm-hmm. You knew that he was in a bad accident, but a lot of times when these things happen to big celebrities, the PR team kind of takes over and locks everything down because they want to filter out information very carefully.
Right.
Because they're thinking long term, like, well, if they come back like he did, we want to make sure that this doesn't become the defining characteristic of this person, that you only think about that and that kills their career or something like that, which I totally understand. But in a 2020 interview with Oprah Winfrey for Super Soul Sunday, the now 56-year-old Tracy Morgan explained that he'll never be normal again, but a few of the changes in his life have been for the better. Quote, "I told my wife that the other day something's different. The way I am with people, something's just different. I find myself saying, 'I love you,' 200 times a day to strangers. I don't care. I don't got to know you to love you. I love you." He continued, "That's how we're supposed to be as human beings. We're supposed to take care of each other. What we see sometimes down here on earth, ain't no room for that up in heaven. Ain't no room for it." I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
So there's a few more of those. We'll see if I can filter them in over the next couple days. We're not going to do any more today, but I will tell you that there's, you know, some names that you'd know in here. Burt Reynolds is one of them.
Wow.
I thought some of those were the better stories.
Just to say real quick, it's cool how, you know, it's almost like in these situations, it's like, don't waste it. Don't waste the gift that's been given to you. And, you know, it's refreshing to, you know, hear and see people to this caliber of celebrity, like, get hit deep with that and understand that and implement that. So that's cool to hear the response as to, you know, how they go following the trauma they experience.
Yeah, I like hearing the way that it changed them here, mm-hmm. which a lot of these don't tell. I mean, these are pretty quick hit little bullet point things. But Tracy Morgan's been really open about that. I've actually read, he's one of the only ones in this whole packet. It's a very thick packet of different people. Be surprised at how many different celebrities have had these things happen and don't talk about them for a long, long time. And then, you know, toward the end of their life, they might write a memoir. Like Elizabeth Taylor is one of them. Weird, you know? We'll take a short break. You know, we got one more segment left before Mark Reardon takes over. I think we're going to talk autographs because apparently, I didn't know this, Ethan is an autograph junkie. And you're around enough sports that you probably got some pretty good ones. So
I do.
Let's hear about that coming up next. Good to be true. Can't
take my eyes off you. You're listening to The Annie Fry Show. Find the podcast, on-demand audio, and more at 971talk.com/Annie.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.